This is Stephanie Pyszynski with Underscore on WFSQ. This week, I am joined by Drs. Michael Hanawalt and McKenna Stenson. We will be discussing the Tallahassee Community Chorus's upcoming concert called Unity 18 America at 250, celebrating the 250th birthday of our Declaration of Independence. Let's welcome my guests. First up, we have Music Director of the Tallahassee Community Chorus, Dr. Michael Hanawalt. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
And then we have Guest Conductor and Professor of Choral Music Education at FSU, Dr. McKenna Stenson. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we're going to be talking about the next Tallahassee Community Chorus concert. It is the annual Unity Concert. And before getting into those details, let's have when and where the performance is.
So the performance is January 25th. That's a Sunday at 4 p.m. at Ruby Diamond Concert Hall on the campus of Florida State University. And tickets, if you're interested in purchasing some, are available at tcchorus.org.
Excellent. So the Unity Concert usually has some underlying theme and often has a connection with a community group. This year, the title of the concert is America at 250, so celebrating the 250th birthday of our Declaration of Independence. So what else can either of you tell me about the theme?
Well, I think as we were planning the season, we wanted to kind of acknowledge the country's birthday and that anniversary and the importance and significance that that has, and also try to do it in a way that looked at it through a lens that we thought highlighted some of the amazing achievements that we've come to know and love over the last 250 years, and also look to the future and think about what do we want the next 250 years to look like. So it's looking at the anniversary through kind of our TC Chorus lens, if you will.
Did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, it's a really great season, I think, and a really interesting concert. One of the composers for one of the pieces we'll chat about is actually an FSU alum, Dr. Brandon Boyd, who's at the University of Missouri. And so it's really kind of full circle, not only the theme of looking ahead, but also bringing back these past Tallahassee Symphony Chorus traditions and amazing names to the program. So lots to be explored.
Fantastic. So let's talk about some of the pieces on the program. One of them will be performed by FSU's Lavana, which is a treble choir. It is the Suffrage Cantata by Andrea Ramsey. And this is a relatively new piece around 2020, 2021, I think it was premiered. And it explores themes of gender equality and racial justice, the suffrage movement, the women's right to vote. So tell me a little bit about this one. I know she researched over a year, I think, while writing it.
Yeah, she did. So Dr. Andrea Ramsey was actually on the FSU campus earlier this fall for a residency and got to talk with Lavana about this work. It's a five-movement cantata, and it features so many suffrage voices, many of whom have either been left out of textbooks or not amplified in the way that they could be. And so we're excited to bring some of those voices to light. The piece not only has beautiful singing from the treble choir, and it is a poignant extended work for treble choir, which we know is not as often composed, so it's special in that way. But it also features narrations, and it takes all sorts of text from her research and shares this history with the audience, not only through narration, but with solos, and also there are projections that are partnered with the performance. So I think it's a really great way to support what's already out there about women's suffrage, and also to celebrate what it looks like for the next 250 years for women to have the right to go to the ballot box and vote.
Wonderful. So some of the text, I imagine, is from maybe banners, speeches, that sort of thing?
Yes, it's pulled from all sorts of things. Banners, speeches. Dr. Ramsey went to Ida B. Wells' home and Susan B. Anthony's home and got to look through letters and correspondence between so many different suffrage women. So one of my favorite lines of text is in the third movement, which is featuring Ida B. Wells and Susan B. Anthony in a dialogue between them and their meeting. And it says something along the lines of, "A woman's place is in the house. You tell them, yes, the House and the Senate."
Excellent. All right. So that piece, I heard a little bit of it. I think it was an excerpt of the third movement. So I heard some of the narration, which was really interesting. And then I heard some strings, piano, timpani, I believe. I know some pieces have multiple orchestration options. So what will we be hearing?
Yeah, this work is set for strings and percussion. It's a really dynamic duo, I think. And it pairs really well with the Boyd Redeem the Dream, which I know we'll talk about soon. So we hear a lot of gorgeous, luscious string lines that partner with some of the vocal lines that she's written. And then these bursts of timpani, all sorts of, you know, really loud moments of almost exclamation that come from a variety of percussion instruments. So I think the audience will have a lot of textures to listen for.
Cool. And when people think of cantatas, you might often have a soloist or soloists involved. Will that be the case?
Absolutely. I'm really excited to feature one of our FSU voice faculty, Dr. Marcia Porter. She's a fabulous soprano. She's going to be featured on movements 4 and 5. And then really exciting to feature some of the members from within the Lavana Ensemble. We have over 100 members this coming semester, so it's a large group. And we had some extensive auditions. And so we have one music education undergrad and one voice performance who will be singing different narrations and roles. So look for them in movements 1 and 3.
Great. Is there anything else about this piece you wanted to talk about before we move on to another one?
I would just say the colors of the suffrage movement are purple, orange, and white. So feel free to wear your suffrage colors to the concert.
So you mentioned another piece that will be performed by an FSU alum, Dr. Brandon Boyd. It's Redeem the Dream, based on the poem Let America Be America Again by Langston Hughes, written in 1935. So this is a really interesting piece. I only heard some excerpts that were on the website. It's like brand new, isn't it?
It is so brand new. All of this music spans from 2020 to basically yesterday. So a lot of contemporary compositions being featured.
And was TCC part of commissioning this work? Because this one will be performed by the community chorus.
Yeah, we were not part of the commissioning consortium that did this, but Dr. Boyd's an alum of our program and was a former assistant conductor of the chorus. And so he had reached out saying, hey, I've got this new piece. And it really seemed to work thematically with kind of the things that we were wanting to think about for the purposes of this concert. So we were excited to help bring it to life.
Great. So what's the text for this one like, the poem?
Well, the Langston Hughes poem is just spectacular, and I would encourage everyone to go to your closest source, whether that be the internet or books of poetry that you have lying around, and really read through all of his poignant words. But the underlying message really is reflecting on America and the values that we hold near and dear, and then asking, if we look in the mirror, is this the America we see, and not just for ourselves, but if we see for everyone? And so I think it's a really great question to be asking in times of celebration, looking back at so many wonderful markers of history, but also looking forward to think about, what do we want history to look like 250 years from now when we're celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence?
Definitely. So I heard a couple of samples of some movements of this one. It was really rhythmic, a little bit of jazz maybe, some gospel hints. What's this one like?
Oh, it's really, really interesting. So this one is a 6-movement work. And Dr. Boyd is such a prolific composer and writes in a really wonderful variety of styles. Mm-hmm. So we'll hear gospel influence. We hear all sorts of jazz chords, 9ths, 11ths, 13ths that are just coming out of the texture. Some really surprising modulations where all of a sudden you're in like a new world, but it makes total sense once you practice through it a couple times. He also calls back on some classical idioms. So there's some telescoping of text where you have, you know, text from the Declaration of Independence that's layered on top of other texts from the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. So really causing you to listen. And again, I think that critical thinking component just makes you sit on the edge of your seat and really listen in. It's really exciting to celebrate, again, some vocal solos and then also some narrations in this work. So Dr. Boyd has put the text predominantly in the chorus, but there's a few times where that, you know, internal narration voice of Langston Hughes comes out and is sung by one person to say, you know, is this the America that we see and hold near and dear, and narrations that inspire others to be a part of it. So one voice encourages 5 or 6 other voices in the chorus to also join. So it's really interesting.
Fantastic. So you mentioned some soloists. Who?
Yeah, what a great question. So we have a really wonderful ensemble here at FSU, which is the Gospel Choir. And so Jeremy Moore is a third-year PhD candidate now. And so he is going to be our vocal soloist. And then Joshua Butler, who is a master's student here at FSU, has a great background in theater, is going to be celebrating those narrations. And then other Tallahassee Chorus members will be joining into that. So he'll be the call, and there will be the response. So everyone who wants will have a chance to participate.
Wonderful. So is there anything else about this piece either of you wanted to mention?
It has a really, really fabulous accompaniment. It can be with full orchestra. We're doing it with a chamber orchestra that features electric bass and some really, really, really wonderful piano lines that go in as well. So I think it's going to be a great contrast to the Andrew Ramsey pieces, but also highlight so many different styles. There's something for everyone, I think, in this concert.
Anything from you?
We're excited to be a part of the bringing it to life. I mean, Dr. Boyd's meant a lot to this chorus over the years and is still held near and dear to many of the hearts of the people in the chorus. And I know they'll be excited to be performing something by him. So it'll be kind of an extra layer of meaning for a lot of people in the chorus. So we're excited to do it.
Wonderful. So those are like the two really new, exciting pieces that will be performed. What else do we have on the program?
Well, we got to hand it over to Dr. Hannawalt to talk about one of these really amazing pieces.
Well, the newest piece, meaning it is yet to be completed, is an arrangement of a Canadian singer piece by the name of Lorena McKinnitt called The Breaking of the Sword. And she wrote this piece, and this kind of highlights some of the military service aspect of this concert, which we wanted to give a little bit of a nod in that direction. And so it's this beautiful story of a tragic story of a soldier who leaves to go to war and doesn't come home. And it's told from his mother's perspective of watching that journey through her eyes. So it's very poignant, and it's a beautiful piece. Not very long, but it at least acknowledges, you know, all the amazing men and women who have served this country over the years and all the freedoms that we have because of their service.
Great.
One thing that will be really fun and maybe different for the audience is that there's going to be a large combined piece. And so Lavana and the Tallahassee Chorus will combine for a piece called Hope Lingers On. And so that's another Andrea Ramsey arrangement by Lisa Schneckenberger is the original, you know, voice of that work. But it will be really, I think, powerful to close this concert in celebration with what voices can do, which I think is a reflection of all of the ideals that we hold near and dear. So there'll be over 300 voices singing Hope Lingers On to close out the program.
Sounds like that'll be really powerful. Is there anything else about the concert that either of you two wanted to mention?
Just excited to have Dr. Stenson here guest conducting with us. She's a really dynamic, energetic conductor, and I know the course is going to love working with her, so we're excited to feature her on this program.
Yeah, it's a privilege. I'm so excited, and bring a friend so that we can celebrate this together.
Fantastic. Well, Drs. Hannawalt and Stenson, thank you so much again for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
A big thank you again to Dr. Michael Hannawalt and Dr. McKenna Stenson for speaking with me about the Tallahassee Community Chorus's upcoming concert, Unity 18, America at 2:50. The performance is January 25th at 4 p.m. in Ruby Diamond Concert Hall. Tickets and information can be found at tcchorus.org.